You're listening to the Massive Report Podcast, where crew message board readers can argue in person.
I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling!
And welcome into it. It is the Massive Report. My name is Matt. I got Chris, Morgan, and Jim with us. I don't know where Smitty is, guys.
Smitty's vaporous.
He's
been kind of busy lately.
He's got stuff.
So he's
going
kind of been
on.
In and out.
Does anybody ever really know where Smitty is?
No. I think that's one of the things. Welcome into the show, guys. How are you doing?
Oh my God, what a treat it is to be here to discuss Columbus Chill Hockey with you, Matt.
I'm super excited about Columbus Chill Hockey. It's weird.
I thought you were more of a basketball guy, Morgan.
That's a word on the street.
That is the word on the street. I want to talk 1-0 win in Toronto, still undefeated across all competitions against Toronto FC. Guys, initial thoughts on this game.
I mean, that's literally not true. We did lose to them for the first time last year, right?
Did we?
Yeah, they won the Trillium Cup last year.
Did they?
You're just eliminating it from your memory because it hurts so much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Oh, it hurts my feelings then. Yeah. I'm really sad.
Yeah, they beat us at home. Last year.
Oh, that's right.
I was there.
Yeah. But how about that Emilio Renteria? I mean, the dude's he's a baller.
He's going to hurt somebody in the south side when he takes one of those shots because it's never close enough to the goal frame.
I know.
Yeah. 100% no. So, yeah, 1-0 win. Both goalkeepers out. Hesmer got something going on.
With his hip,
hip-wise,
right?
Hip-wise or something along those lines.
His age is showing. His old man-ness is coming through in that hip. Some flexor thing happening.
Flexor.
But hip flexor.
I see a future for that guy, you know, like with like advising other injured players.
You know, I think that he's got a future in you know, some sort of coaching or you know, some other role with the league.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, they do call him Country Club Will, right?
Yeah,
I mean, well, so it feels like
he'll
like,
be fine. What are we talking
he'll be
about?
Fine.
He'll be fine.
No, he's gonna be fine. He's gonna come back. He's gonna win.
While he is recuperating from his hip flexor injury, Andy is doing a spectacular job.
I mean,
Andy's a very underrated backup keeper.
Andy, who saw me wearing one of his game worn jerseys at Oktoberfest last year, and got some pictures with
you
him.
You know, I gotta tell you, Andy Grunbaum
geeked out about that.
He geeked out.
It was the first time he ever saw it.
I'm sure that he
in the wild. Yeah. He's pretty awesome.
So Andy Grunbaum, he's a Kentucky Wildcat alumni, along with president, general manager,
Mark McCullers.
Mark McCullers.
Yeah.
Mark's a Kentucky guy.
Yeah. This is a thing.
Did they invent bike gates at the University of Kentucky? I think they did, right?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I think that's probably
you're a Berea guy, right?
I am. Berea and Eastern Kentucky.
Oh, yes. EKU?
EKU.
Oh man,
go Colonels.
Hell yeah. Oh.
Dorks, all of you.
You're a dork.
We know.
Yes.
There's one thing crew fans love, it's inside jokes from Kentucky people.
That is true.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know.
Give me more of those Kentucky jokes they say on Big Soccer.
What's going to happen if Kentucky gets a soccer team?
You know, I don't think they know what to do with it.
What are these poor efforts going to do when they close the mill?
I don't think they're going to go very far. I think there's a wooden spoon thingy that might just...
Didn't Jim start off before we were recording saying, I'm a musician, I know how microphones work?
Yeah.
He's almost out of the building. He's so far away from it.
Jim is actually hiding in the...
And he keeps pushing it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to get closer to the mic, Jim.
Yeah.
The people would like to hear your...
Sorry, Samuel.
Thank you. Not my name.
So I do want to talk, beginning of the match, the crew get a penalty. Marosevic takes it. Are we concerned about this, guys? Marosevic right into the backup keeper for Toronto FC.
I'm not seriously worried about it. It's early in the year. Marosevic is a professional. He's going to recover from that. I think he's got a long future.
I think he's probably the next Brian Mazanov of our team.
You know, that wouldn't surprise me. He's going to be here for a while. Mark McCullers may throw a franchise tag on him, and who knows? We'll all be wearing Marosevic jerseys this time next year, right?
Yeah. Are you buying one?
I generally don't wear player names on jerseys, but he would highly be the first. Yes. Yeah.
So
he
so,
was one. I mean, he made one last week against Montreal, so he's one for two.
Yes.
And it was a good. Yeah. He took it well.
Yeah.
I just guessed the right way.
You know, sometimes keepers make saves.
Yeah. I think it was, yeah.
Nothing to be super concerned about. This guy is not falling.
Let's be honest, that the call on Vargas to get that penalty was trash.
No, it was Milos Kocic.
Oh, okay.
Kocic.
Ricketts plays for Montreal. That was last week.
Kocic. Something along those lines. That, words.
That call on Vargas, he wasn't touched.
No.
He just fell down, and the referee was in a bad position to see, you know, what, and just...
You know what would be cool? Is if Major League Soccer would implement some sort of replay system to review these calls.
No, you don't want that. We don't want that.
I'm listening.
What if we go to MLS Cup and there's a ball that goes way out of bounds, and then somebody scores a goal, and
then that would be
it's going to ruin the frame. It's going to ruin the pace of play.
Perfect instance of use for a video referee of some sort. That could review said play.
What is the video referee's name going to be?
George.
Just hoping Stan. Can we
Jorge.
Stan?
LeVar.
Ooh, LeVar.
LeVar. I like LeVar.
Well, yeah.
LeVar. There it is.
It's like French for the bar.
If he's in Canada, would it be Jordy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's LeVar in the U.S., it's Jordy in Canada.
Chris, don't let Matt drag you into a hypothetical situation to shit all over this wonderful idea that you've come up with.
You're right. I really need to just stick to my guns here and say that just, Major League Soccer needs some sort of instant replay
system. How many challenge flags do the coaches get?
Well, so since there are no timeouts to lose if you get a call incorrectly, I would have to go with three.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's since there are no timeouts to lose, do the coaches just get a cold water cooler dumped over them every time they lose the challenge?
Wouldn't that be a celebration?
I mean, no, not if you didn't win something.
Look at
if you
Sam
didn't win
dropping
something,
the
then it's just then it's just real cold drawers.
I'm so confused. How much beer have you guys drank already?
Not really that much. That's the weird part.
Beer or vodka?
Well, so the problem is the we still have the $3 schooners of Newcastle here at Hendox. So it's
you
one
know,
of those where I'm just, you know.
And Hendox is such a lovely, wonderful place to drink. I am really looking forward to bringing my kids here someday when they're students at Ohio State University, sharing that, you know, parents' weekend experience here at Hendox with all of the old friends.
With the pinball tables and the pool tables.
Yeah.
And
Bringing food in from elsewhere because there's nowhere to get food here.
There's no kitchen.
There's no kitchen.
Right. Yeah. The Chinese place I'll across just, the street is fantastic.
It's up the street from Dick's Den, so you can watch, you know.
Unlike Jim here, I'm not a musician, but I would love to write a love song to Hendox at some point in my life.
Yeah. Peeing at Hendox is like a miniature version of peeing while watching the crew at Ohio Stadium.
Yeah.
It really
that's a good analogy.
Wow,
also you were supposed
to
go to the bathroom and not just pee in your seat.
Hey, when you're peeing at Ohio Stadium, do people tell you to get down in front?
Yeah.
I remember peeing next to Coach Fitz.
Oh, wow.
And he said, "What are you doing in my house?"
So, guys, I want to talk about we didn't really get a chance to talk about it a whole lot, you know, a couple weeks ago. But I do want to talk about the new sponsor, Barbasol. Super excited about that. I like
company.
The sex pancakes. That's my favorite thing about watching away games.
Truckers
now.
Coming home to sex pancakes is so America.
God. I mean, for real, right?
Yeah. I love when my girlfriend wears those flannel pajamas and puts her on her lipstick just so that, you know, I know that she really wants me.
You know,
after a long, like, night on the
you know,
road.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird when I tell your wife about your girlfriend.
Jim, next time that happens, can you share a photo of that occurring on Facebook for me, please?
I'm pretty sure it's called The Facebook.
No, sorry, The Facebook, right. Mm-hmm. You know, so speaking
Matthew,
of this Barbasol deal.
Why do you think I'm divorced now?
I don't know. I didn't think you were divorced. That's why I was saying.
Speaking of this Barbasol deal, I'm really glad that Mark and the crew organization went out and got this buy-in from a local sponsor,
yes,
from a local business.
Yeah.
That just proves to everyone who ever had any doubts that the Columbus business community absolutely supports the
just
Columbus
behind
crew.
The crew.
Yeah.
And 100%.
There's no doubt whatsoever that there is financial corporate support for this franchise.
Let us climb to the top of the local mountain here in Columbus and scream from it. In the year of 2012, business metrics.
Well, yeah. I don't know, Morgan. Yeah, some of us were really hoping for House of Babes.
Oh, House of Babes would have been good. Yeah, I mean, maybe someday MLS will do sleeve sponsors like they do in Europe, and we'll get House of Babes for.
Well, I think House of Babes would be a good HSH sponsor.
Ooh,
or Crew Union.
You know, I'll call Grant and get
would
on that.
Would they do events at the bar?
I mean, they could.
Sure.
You know, why not? I mean, events.
Which bar?
Oh, HSH bar.
Oh yes.
No, dude, that hurts. That hurts, dude. It's too soon. So, that was last year, man.
So
come on.
This Barbasol local deal really.
So the HSH
it's still open, right?
No, it's
not.
Not
open yet.
Oh, no, it's closed. No, it closed.
Yeah, that was a dark time in 2011.
Closed, I had on the doorway here at Hendox earlier.
No, it's fine. The last time I was in there, and it was a bit bittersweet, but it was John reopened the thing just because Dan Bidmead was in town for the first time ever, and he wanted Dan to at least get a chance to check the place out. But it's because when we've opened it for, or when they opened it last year for a few of the home games, there had to be the fire marshal sitting in there because
that was last year.
Last year.
Yeah, and Blake has still not given me back.
I don't know.
Waffle
maker.
Iron.
Waffle maker.
Yeah. Which I got literally just a couple of years ago for my wedding.
Yeah.
Wow. Just a couple of years ago.
I'm weirded out, or not weirded out, but just annoyed because that place that took over it just threw the banner away, like threw the awning away.
Oh, yeah.
My girlfriend designed that.
Yeah.
Like, wanted it. And, sucks.
But so, this Barbasol deal, I really do think it's a harbinger of times to come. And the next thing that will happen is Mark will finally get that, 300-foot tall pillar out on the corner of Cruz Stadium with the billboard, right?
That thing's going to be
multi-tiered digital billboard.
That thing's going to be amazing.
And you know what?
Because we're going to stay at this stadium for at least another 40 or 50 years,
Columbus,
right?
Cruz Stadium is going to become the Fenway Park of Major League Soccer.
And all I'm thinking is a giant Barbasol banner across that TV screen in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just such a cool, calming thing.
And we're going to have that same Jumbotron.
Only Barbasol Menthol would do that.
Barbasol
the
Menthol.
Same Jumbo. It's a classic, Chris.
Yeah.
Classics really don't go out of style.
We're going to become the Fenway Park of Major League Soccer
that
with the same scoreboard, same Jumbotron. What do the kids say?
It is
it's
lit.
It's fire.
It's fire?
It's lit.
Yeah, it's lit.
It's lit. So much
is. Forever. I think it's going to be, at some point, it has to be declared a historic site.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're probably onto something there.
Yeah.
Right?
If nothing but for the insurance value, not anything would happen.
I mean, first stadium, first soccer-specific stadium in Major League Soccer, it's got to be a historic monument.
God, things are looking
soccer
up for us.
In
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, nothing bad's going to – I mean, the thing is that I know we give them a hard time all the time, but Hunt Sports Groups really has treated us pretty darn well.
I don't have a lot of great things to say about Clark and the Hunt Sports Group, but I don't have a lot of bad things to say either. They're just kind of there. You never really think about them. You don't really have any thoughts.
It's nice
there.
To have an owner that you don't have to think about.
Right? You don't have to think about your owners. Yeah. They sign the checks when they need to sign the checks.
Yeah.
We just make all the mad
they
and
show
angrier
up for
remarks
games.
Towards Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, no, of course.
They
one
show
thing
up for
I
games
say
when
about
they need
Clark
to.
Hunt is when you find a haircut that works, even if it's in 1972, you stick with it.
You know,
for good.
Clark Hunt, Jerry Seinfeld, completely agree with you.
That guy just got one haircut, and he's like, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Take a picture of me, Mom. I want to reference it forever.
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
We'll be back in a second. This is The Massive Report.
This edition of The Massive Report podcast is brought to you, as always, by Hendox. Howdy, kiddos. This is your good pal, Morgan Hughes, here to talk to you about a serious issue facing 100% of soccer franchises in the city of Toronto. Perpetual operational futility, of course. In a league where the primary business plan, year in and year out, is to spend as much money as it takes to make your team better than every other team, you continue to find ways to not qualify for a playoff system that hilariously includes 60% of the teams in your conference. That's a commitment to failure the likes of which has never been seen before in North American sports. And it's entirely likely that this Season 9 will end the same way that Seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 ended. Aw, come on now, you dirty hosers. You can turn that frown upside down because I've got great news for you. Hendox has the cure for what ails you. That's right. They're medium-sized glass containers, which are filled to the brim with delicious, intoxicating alcohol, are not only great for drinking, but are also perfect for when you need to pour liquids on the burning dumpster fire failure that is your perpetually embarrassing franchise. Hooray! So grab your non-existent backline, all three of your current designated players, who each make more than the entire Columbus Crew roster combined, and head on down to Hendox to drink away every single one of those pesky and painful Trillium Cup memories. And don't forget to tell them that your friends over at the Massive Report podcast sent you.
How are we supposed to ever follow that up?
That's just not.
It's a
he takes great joy of doing this, and it cracks us up every time.
All right,
so let's give it a pause. Please, can I?
Well, let's give it a pause because I have to introduce the second segment still.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? It's Smitty. I just want to address the group because I'm calling Matt's phone, but I'm assuming he's just going to play this standing in the middle of all of you. So I hope you'll be able to handle this news, okay? I'm not going to be at the podcast tonight. I'm a little busy with work. I got this job at the radio station. They had a bunch of meetings today trying to figure out what my on-air name would be. And the growing consensus is this. They want to go with T-Bone, which I think is a loser name. It's really stupid. But anyway, good news is I'm just a producer. So the host of the show I work for, they're entrenched. They'll be here for 20 years. So I probably will never get mentioned on the air, which is really good. I don't care what name they give me. Anyway, but that all took a lot of my time. So I'm not going to be there today. Can you guys just please... If I can get a couple things out real quick, I would love for you guys to mention the fact that there is a rumor on Big Soccer that a guy by the name of Higuain might want to come to Major League Soccer this summer. Now, there's Gonzalo Higuain, who plays for Real Madrid. It's not going to be him because have you seen MLS? There's no way we could sign a dude like that. But I looked into it. He's got a brother who plays in Argentina. Watch the crew go out and have some big to-do about signing Higuain. And it will be the wrong Higuain. It will be the Billy Ripken of Higuains. That's good. I think that's a terrible idea. Let's hope they don't do it, because what do we need another midfielder for, okay? We've got Dilly Duca, the future, right? We just signed Marosevic. That dude's going to be a legend. And Eddie Gavin's going to be here forever. So no need on midfielders. We're good there. Definitely going to make the playoffs this year. Anyway, that's all I wanted to get out. Hope you guys are well. I will talk to you soon. Oh, and I'm going to send you via email the best and only way to communicate in the year of 2012. I'm going to send you a giant bit of information. I just found on Facebook, they're telling me that the Mayan calendar says this is the end of the world. 2012, December 2012, it's all over. So if you guys haven't read that yet, make your plans and read that, which I will send to you via a very, very long email. Longer than this voicemail, actually. All right, that's it. See you guys later. Bye.
And we're back. It is the second segment of the Massive Report. My name is Matt, joined by Chris LaMacchia, Morgan Hughes, and Jim Bach. Smitty, just send us an email. I'm. You know what? I love you, bud. You're an awesome dude. I think you do a really good job. But you know what? Dude, at the end of the day, I've been doing radio now for 15 years. You're never going to have a bigger...
It's not going to work out for you.
You're never going to be more of a success at radio than I am. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've been doing it since I was 15. I'm going to do it until the day I die.
That's right.
Yeah. No, yeah. Totally. Like, just and like I hate to be a Caspers. Prima donna here, man, but, like, it's a producer gig in Columbus.
Oh,
like, come
I'm on.
On
1460 AM.
Yeah.
What? Where, yeah. Was Coast to Coast AM not hiring? Smitty?
I'm going to be the producer for Domino and the Cheese.
Ooh, guess what? I got attacked by shadow people last night. My name is Smitty. I'm on the radio, kind of.
I mean, I think he's at home skipping out on us watching the Coney 2012 documentary that just premiered
also,
on YouTube.com.
Yeah. Like, Smitty's a good like radio name. Why would you ever try to change it to T-Bone?
I know,
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean,
he's apparently never seen an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's true.
Because, you know, yeah. T-Bone's just not going to work.
Yeah, not going to work at all.
No.
Ever, not going to work ever. At all.
If yeah. T-Bone doesn't work for George Costanza, it's not going to work for Jonathan Smitty Smith.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Unless he, like, sleeps under his desk for a week.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. If your name is John Smith, you pretty much have to, like, throw a bunch of shit at the wall and see what sticks. T-Bone might work.
You're telling me Smitty wouldn't stick? Oh, the poor guy. We love him when he's
here.
We do.
Yeah. We do. He's just not here, and so we're mean to him.
Yes, right.
Because
right.
we
exactly.
care.
Exactly. Yes.
That's pretty much it. So. Yeah.
You know, Morgan, you mentioned YouTube.com earlier.
I did.
I logged into that website the other day, and I don't see the appeal. I don't think it's going to stick around. I don't think that it has
either.
The staying power.
I know.
It,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just not – I don't know what people see in it.
I know. It's, you know, it's good to watch the MLS highlights on – mm-hmm. But,
yeah, yeah.
You know, I can get the same thing on Daily Motion.
You know, or MLS, MLSsoccer.com has the, what do they call the free replays on their
yeah.
website?
I think they just call them free replays.
Do they just call
yeah,
them free,
the free
replays?
Plays.
Free
yeah,
plays.
Free
That's
free
it.
Plays. Yeah.
Dan Cordemanche came up with that word on his own. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, because yeah. he's a genius.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
That man is yeah. a marketing and communications master.
Put that on the record.
On the yep. record.
Yeah.
On
Absolutely.
The record.
You don't want that record to ever yeah. be.
Can we get it carved in stone
uh-huh.
somewhere?
Yeah.
Maybe on the cornerstone here at Hen Docks outside?
Yeah, yeah. That sounds
yeah.
about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll never go anywhere.
No.
No, no. It's there forever. It's like that funeral home. It'll be fine.
It'll just.
I'm going to die at this bar.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what else we got
That's
to talk about?
So, I do want to talk about Robert Warzeha for a second here.
Can we wait? His jacket? Oh my God!
Oh,
that jacket,
oh,
that
yes.
track
can I,
jacket
can I,
is
can I
sex
my,
on a
can
Polish
I tell
man.
My Bob Varzia?
I do. I want to hear I the will. Chris's jacket story, and then we're going to go to you.
Yes,
yeah, we'll do that.
Chris's jacket story is that black Columbus Crew track jacket that Robert Warzea has that apparently is number one of one that was specifically made for him.
Uh-huh.
It's just. It's gorgeous and amazing.
I literally
Shut up
asked
and
him about it at the Supporter Summit this year.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, I was
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I was standing
yeah.
You were there with me.
When
yeah.
it happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
He promised
and,
it to me, and
yeah.
that means that he'll give it to me one day, and that's just going to happen.
You know,
of
it's
course.
It's going to
yeah.
be
yeah.
after he retires
100%
from his career, his long tenure
career.
As
well,
the
once he
Columbus
gets put
Crew
in the
head
circle
coach.
Of honor.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Around then.
Yeah. yeah. I mean,
when his kid,
the,
when his kid,
the,
when his
the,
kid
the Polish
gets put
rifle.
In the circle of honor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, his kid's got a long, he's got a good future.
You know, Conrad is going to take some time to get going,
Conrad,
but I think that once he makes a name for himself in this league.
Conrad, I predict Conrad is going to go to my alma mater in my grad school, Marshall University, and he's going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
He's going to make a beautiful dollar in this league.
He's got a bright future. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely
All right, Jim,
not as an insurance salesman.
Jim, your Robert Warzea story. Go ahead.
So last year when my wife, who you've all met.
Mm-hmm.
My wife because Borat.
Yes.
That's a
so
great reference.
So she cornered Robert Warzea in the hooligan bar.
Uh-huh.
And she told her the bold plan for the history of Columbus Crew.
Yes.
And that was that Warzea should recruit several attractive young women from the Ohio State University to go to Barcelona and seduce Lionel Messi.
Well, that's how business decisions are made.
I already feel dirty.
Yeah.
That's how soccer people make decisions.
Yeah.
And
who says they're going to bang me?
And that Messi would impregnate at least one of these nubile young women.
College co-eds.
I
yeah,
already
Ohio.
Feel gross.
Exactly.
Not,
yeah.
Now,
yeah. But no. But
you know,
you have to imagine my wife talking,
you know,
explaining this to Warzea, and that if Messi were to impregnate and have a child with one of these women, that he would feel duty bound,
some sort of connection.
Yeah, that he would have to come and play for Columbus.
Would have to come.
Yeah, he would have to come and play for
Nice.
Yeah, and
very nice.
And be our superstar.
You know, so the most outlandish thing about this story is that the assumption was made that Leo Messi would pass up all of the world's supermodels and all of the other millions of beautiful women in the world and
no
go for the Ohio State co-ed.
You never met Ohio State co-eds.
Ashley from Mansfield.
How beautiful the women at OSU are. But anyway.
What are you talking about? I live on campus here in Columbus. I know exactly.
I know.
Have you ever met Amber from Pataskala?
Dude. I know, right?
And so my wife...
She works at the Tilted Kilt part-time. It's great.
And so my wife is explaining this plan, this strategy to Barzia, and he's looking at her, like, for the longest time, like, okay.
Yeah. Jim, okay. I'm gonna say something that I don't think a lot of your friends are going to say, but... you know, maybe you'd be better off without her.
I was just thinking that. You should divorce her.
Y'all are thinking that. I'm just wondering, is there a shower in the back at Hendox somewhere? Because, man, do I feel dirty right now.
Yeah, just kind of swim around in the ice.
I love
in the
my
urinal.
Wife, and you're a horrible person.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
God, and all he did was, well, that's a really good idea, and then he just walks
because
away.
He's a very magnanimous person.
Yeah. He's a magnanimous person.
I really, really, really am looking forward to seeing him retire as, you know, one
the
of
the
all-time greats.
You bring up a good point.
Like, that they need showers at Hendox?
Well, they definitely need that because, I mean, how many times have Willie thrown out a hobo
from
the bathroom?
That's true, yes.
Yeah. So you do need a shower at Hendox, but, like, Robert Warzieha, you know, 2011 was 2010. They won the Supporters Shield. 2011 was
nine.
No,
that was nine.
Oh nine. Yeah. Oh nine. See, my years are all messed up. But anyway,
2010 when he fired all the good players on the team.
Right. That is 2010 was a rebuilding year.
So like
2011.
Well, it seems like we are still rebuilding. Can Robert Warzieha win an MLS Cup with this team that he's putting together?
I think that with the team that he's putting together, give him this year to build some, you know, bring some pieces in, maybe a midfielder. I know that Smitty thinks we don't need midfielders, but I disagree.
Yeah.
Maybe a midfielder, maybe a forward, you know, and I think that Robert may be able to string a few wins together and bring home some sort of trophy.
I'm going to say Emilio Renteria, franchise player, lock him in.
You know,
make him an offer. It's not like he's going to skip town to play in Nigeria.
That's true. And the center back pairing of Eric Gehrig, Chad Marshall, that's got a long future.
Listen,
Chad is going to retire as a member of the Columbus crew. He is Columbus through and through. I know that we've had our differences in the past, but he is a Columbus guy.
The one thing I'll say about Eric Gehrig is that I have had such success with him playing on the most recent FIFA game.
Yeah.
And he has been responding to me on. Have you guys heard of Twitter?
It rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah. I've been tweeting at him. It's
microblogging things.
He's got a beautiful head of hair, and I don't like that.
Well, I mean, he is a pretty man.
Yeah, so is Andre Agassi until he didn't.
All right, so before we go into we play New York this weekend, what do you guys have any other thoughts before we go into the match prediction?
Just anytime you beat Toronto on the road in Toronto in front of those jerk fans, I think that's always a good thing.
I wrote down great to get the first road win of 2012, even though in MLS it is historically tough to win on the road. Something about this victory tells me that we're in for a pretty good run of form on the road in the next 10 years.
Of course, yeah.
I think that was a fantastic goal and, like, heads-up awareness by Bernardo. And
oh, yeah.
Stay on
that
ball
kid.
And just slam it home.
That he's a hell of a soccer player.
Milo sprung that play with that tackle out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
And good on Bernardo for a lot of people would say he wasn't involved in the play. I would say he wasn't slacking off at all. He was. It's called proper positioning, okay? Proper spacing. That allowed him to spring the play. And it was good to see him finish with his off foot. That guy's got a future.
You know,
10, 12, maybe 14 additional years.
Yeah,
14.
Like that.
Wouldn't that make 14. Him, like, 35 years old?
He's got that much. He's got a lot of juice. They say, what do they say? Got a lot of juice in that boy.
He's the next Thierry
Henry.
He's
got a lot of juice in that boy. Yeah.
Dare I say.
He's a
juice boy.
That was a team goal. The whole team contributed to that goal. And I think that, it was a thing of beauty.
Olmen Vargas is trash.
Olmen Vargas is
old
trash.
Old man Vargas is garbage.
Olmen Vargas?
He looks
you're
like
saying,
someone who knows what a bicycle kick is, but doesn't know how to get to
it. You know what? I'm going to say this.
He's trash,
Olmen
and we
Vargas
need a replacement.
Is better than Kai Kamara. He's got a better future.
Kai Kamara is tearing it up in Kansas City this year.
Yeah, he is. And Vargas scored for us last week, man.
Yeah.
Kamara's career is done. The guy's has been. He's almost a never was.
Stick a fork in him.
Did you see that header he tried in Toronto this yesterday?
Yeah.
When did we record Mondays?
Yeah.
Two days ago?
Yeah.
This weekend? That header that off of Milo's totally ball Monday. In the second half, he just like that almost went. That was almost a throw in. It was.
So, yeah, you want to talk about the Red Bulls?
I do want to talk about Red Bull for a second. So, home match, you know, we had amazing...
I just want to say for all the sass that Matt has given Smitty about being a radio professional.
He's talking away from the microphone.
He is the furthest right now from the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
for the
soon.
Love
not
of
careful,
God. You're going to get replaced.
Where am I?
Wait 2 seconds. He'll
lean
in.
You've been closer. I'm gonna get you a headset.
Morgan and I are rank amateurs, and we're just right here,
also,
glued to our microphones.
You know, just to be fair, the lime in my beer exploded, so we've
got
that.
Seems like a personal problem.
God damn you, Hen.
All right, so I do want to talk about the Red Bull game. So we got
The pink cows.
Yeah, pink cows.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Matt, I've got a joke for you.
Yeah.
Do you know why Red Bull is served in cans?
Why is that?
Because New York ain't got no cups. I screwed that joke up.
No, but it's still pretty good. It's still pretty good. Yeah.
Right.
So this is going to be, you know, I was in Colorado for the only loss we had this year, which was a bummer. I do want to say that if you do decide to go to Colorado for an away match, the maps on your phone that take forever to load are really bad at judging how long the distance is because I had to carry a styrofoam cooler from a bus stop that was a mile and a half away from Dick's Sporting Goods Park. That was the year that we unveiled. This is the year that we unveiled the Nordica Mile High Club banner. So I was pretty stoked about that.
You know the crazy thing about going to Colorado away, is that you just from here in Columbus. I don't know where everyone you know who's listening, all of our listeners live, but from here in Columbus, you get on 70 and you go west.
Yeah,
and you don't need a map until you get to Denver, and then you're like, I hear there's a soccer stadium here, and everybody around says, what?
There's not. My kid
plays down at the park on the corner, but once you're in Denver, that's when you need the map
to find
Dick's Sporting Goods Park, which apparently is not in Denver. It's in Commerce City, which is like 3 more hours away from Denver.
The other fun thing about if you decide to not drive and fly, so we took Southwest Airlines, which is this budget airline that's flying out of Columbus. So we had to stop in Chicago and then also in Minneapolis. We didn't get off the plane.
So it probably took me less time to drive to Denver than it took you to fly.
Probably.
I gotta tell you.
But it was like
$50
bucks.
The Minneapolis airport is probably the nicest airport I've ever been in.
I wouldn't know, Jim. I didn't get off the goddamn plane.
And I can confirm. It's a nice airport.
It's got like a really, really, really nice bookshop.
You know, Minneapolis in general, that Twin Cities area, that's a really... I really hope that they eventually get their shit together and get an MLS team.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
North Stars, right?
Yeah, North Stars. Right.
Major League Soccer, North Stars.
That's right.
All right, does anybody have anything else to talk about before we go into score predictions for this Red Bull Columbus game?
No.
I think we're good. All right. Chris, score prediction.
For the Red Bull Columbus game?
Yes.
I wish I'd have thought of a better joke for this, but I am going to say a 3-1 win.
3-1 win. All right, Morgan.
I will also go with 3-1. It's a 3-1. It feels like something.
3-1. Yeah.
3-1. Yeah, 3-1 crew. Yeah. All right, I'm going to say 9-6.
9-6.
Yeah.
All crew. Field goals, right?
Oh. If you reverse it, it's the sex number.
So a hockey score.
Yes, yes. All right, does anybody have anything else before we play this one out?
I mean, I'd just like to go on record and say that I think that, there are people that I like to appreciate sometimes.
Yes.
Just like, hey, these are some old people that we need to appreciate. They're going to probably live forever. But I just want to give a shout out to Mike Wallace, Dick Clark, Ray Bradbury, Phyllis Diller, Neil Armstrong, and Norman Schwarzkopf. Yeah. And some of my faves.
Yeah. Norman Schwarzkopf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Norman Norman.
That's right.
It's weird that that's a personal hero of yours, but I'm going to just leave it at that.
When they do eventually finally make a biopic about Neil Armstrong, I really, really hope that the Harrison Ford gets that role.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
And congratulations, as always, to Pakistan, who recently won the 2012 Asia Cup cricket tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big cricket fan over here.
Big time.
All right. I'm a huge cricket fan.
So
I would feel that that's more Greg's territory, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's fine. He's in California.
I heard a rumor that Morgan you smell great and you're great with kids. Is that still a thing?
I've never heard that or said that because it's the year 2012. But I would say that
it's a prophecy.
In the future, it could be accurate.
All right.
Back to you, Matt.
Well,
don't believe this.
Nostrasamus over here.
I am Egyptian. You never know.
All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and play us out for Chris Lamacchia, for Morgan Hughes, for Jim Bach. For Sam Fahmy, my name is Matt Goshard. Dr. Oatman,
are you going to leave out Greg and Greg and
Smitty? Well, now I have to re-record it.
Yeah.
Well, now start it over again.
Okay.
No, you're right.
He said Chris.
All right, hang on. All right, we're going
to
read
that out in 3, 2, 1. This is a note to Sam. Oh, go ahead. This is a note to Sam. Are you? Oh shit. This is a note to Sam. Sam, you can take this out. You can take me out. I'll take you out. Matt, go ahead.
For Smitty, Chris Lamacchia, for Morgan Hughes, for Jim Bach, and of course for Sam Fahmy, our producer. Dr. Oatman, please pick up. It's Martin Blank. I'm standing here where my living room was, and I'm not here because my house is gone and it's an Altamart. You never go home again, Oatman. But I guess you can shop there. This is the Massive Report.